CR News, I'm Xi Zhi. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao has proposed greater cooperation with Shanghai Cooperation Organization members and said China will continue to offer funding for key projects. Addressing the SCO Prime Minister's meeting in St. Petersburg, Wen Jiabao said China hopes to help boost cooperation in trade, finance, transport, agriculture and health. The prime ministers of the 6 member countries adopted a joint declaration on the economic situation, both globally and in the SCO. They also signed several agreements, including a mid-term development strategy of SCO Union Pay. The SCO groups China, Russia, and the Central Asian countries of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. An earthquake measuring 7.0 on a Richter scale jolted East China Sea at 11 a.m. this morning.According to the China Earthquake Network Center, the epicenter was at a depth of 220 kilometers. The quake was felt in cities in East China's Fujian and Zhejiang provinces. There's no immediate report on damage or casualties. The Australian federal government's carbon pricing legislation has been passed by the Senate, clearing the way for the plan to take effect from July next year.The carbon laws will force the top 500 polluting companies to pay a $24.5 a ton price for carbon emissions in an effort to fight climate change. Australia accounts for 1.5% of global emissions, but is the developed world's highest emitter per capita due to a reliance on fossil fuel coal to generate electricity.Michael Jackson's personal physician has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter by a jury in California.Conrad Murray showed no emotion as the guilty verdict was read out in court in Los Angeles.
Dr. Murray's reckless conduct in this case poses a demonstrable risk to the safety of the public. If Dr. Murray remains out of custody on bond, and even though Dr. Murray is a medical doctor, and even though he has been practicing, public safety demands that he be remanded.
The jury has determined that Murray acted recklessly in administering a sedative to Michael Jackson, which ultimately led to his death in the summer of 2009. Murray could face up to 4 years in prison and has been remanded into custody to await sentencing. Nicaragua's incumbent president Daniel Ortega has won a landslide re-election in Sunday's polls.Election authorities say Ortega, candidate of the ruling Sandinista National Liberation Front, obtained nearly 63% of the votes, with ballots counted in 86% of polling stations in a Central American nation. His closest rival, Fabio Gadia of the Independent Liberal Alliance, had 31%. Gadia has refused to concede defeat, calling the elections an unheard-of fraud.Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is denying reports that he's about to step down, saying the rumours were baseless. Earlier, two journalists close to Berlusconi had reported that he was set to resign in hours. Berlusconi's government faces a possible defeat in a procedural vote on last year's budget report later on Tuesday. Meanwhile, he's also scrambling to gain enough support to pass urgent economic reforms demanded by the EU.Bolivia and the United States have agreed to resume full diplomatic relations 3 years after the Bolivian government expelled the U.S. ambassador and anti-drug personnel for allegedly inciting anti-government sentiment. The two sides have signed a joint statement to establish a framework for restoring relations at ambassadorial level. They agree to return ambassadors to the respective capitals as soon as possible.China's banking regulator says 28% of all outstanding loans by September went to the country's small and micro-sized enterprises. This came as China implemented a slew of measures to guide banks to loan more to those cash-strapped companies. The China Banking Regulatory Commission says such loans totaled 14.75 trillion yuan, or $2.3 trillion, by the end of September.Small and micro-sized firms create about 80% of the nation's jobs. China has more than 48,000 centenarians, according to a survey published by the China Gerontological Society. It shows on July 1st the number of people over 100 years old living on the Chinese mainland stood at 48,921, an increase of more than 5,200 from last year's figure. And as the news from CRI, I'm Xi Zhi in Beijing.